All right. Well, that's really what today's talk is about, is opening our mind and unfolding our heart. And if we live that way, we have nothing to fear. So, as a song we used to sing said in part of its lyrics, if you're happy and you know it, then your life will surely show it. Remember that song? Yeah. Well, so the first question this morning is, what is your life showing you? I mean, it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks about the life that we're living. Is it showing us that we're happy living it? If our choice to feel joy in our life right now is based on the behaviors of someone else, or if it's based on the tentative steps forward and fearful steps backwards that our fluctuating, confusing world seems to be making right now, then it's likely what our life is showing us is a whole lot of joyless confusion and disillusion much of the time. That's why it's important for us to consult a higher authority for the joy that we want to experience in our life. That divine authority within us that rules the universe and all of us within it never fluctuates. It's always clear and it's always guiding us moment to moment in joy and unopposed goodness. Science of Mind tells us we will do well to listen to this inner voice. For it tells us of a life wonderful in its scope, of a love beyond our fondest dreams, and of a freedom which our soul craves. I mean, it's a beautiful thing, isn't it? That there is an all-knowing divine guidance living in us, that there's a holy wisdom available to us that already knows what we want and knows how to get it. So why on earth would we not take the time to listen to and follow that guidance? Could it be that we're too busy making other plans than to concern ourselves with some divine plan that doesn't have a visible blueprint for us to follow? Could it be that we've convinced ourselves that we have too much to do, too many responsibilities and duties to fulfill, too much to achieve, too much to collect, too much to put away? I mean, we're on the move, getting things done. Doing our life, we don't have time to be still enough to let a life more wonderful and far less tiring in its scope to enter our awareness, especially when there are so many real human conditions and situations we need to focus on and get through before we can mentally and emotionally and physically rest. But the way of transformation tells us no one will ever make this journey for you. No one you see, or no one with whom you live, will ever make the journey to God for you. So get clear about your priorities and seek first the kingdom. So we might want to ask ourselves this morning, what are my priorities while I'm here on earth? Did I come to live and die without even catching a glimpse of the truth of the divine one living this life as me, anonymously? Have we become so addicted to the busyness in our mind that we come to believe that the more we think about problems, the more we chew on them like a dog on a bone? Our tenacious focus gives us a reason to live, that solving the world's problems and our problems within it is why we're here. In fact, with all that's going on in this world, for us to take time to contemplate an inner life may seem irrelevant, but it's the most relevant thing that we will ever do for ourselves and the world we see. Because nothing changes for us until we do. Which brings us along our spiritual journey through the alphabet to our focus once again on the letter P. And today, P is for perception. And as mentioned, the title of the talk is The Power of Perception. As the saying goes, you've got to believe it to see it. We believe what we perceive in the world around us because we perceive in the world around us what we believe within us. Science of Mind tells us the problem of evil will continue to be a problem just as long as we believe in it. Good will appear only as we embody it. Each soul has within a sure test, a something which directs and guides it. The problem is solved as we turn from all that hurts, all that is destructive, and all that denies the good, and turn with our whole being into the light and toward the truth. When we in our human form are turned toward others in their human form, and then we spend most of our time comparing human forms and human ideas and all the rights and all the wrongs, we put ourselves in a position of believing that's all there is to see, all there is for us to perceive about life. We talk about our perceptions, and we debate about our perceptions, and we argue about them, and we conspire with others who agree with them, as if what we believe and perceive is a God-given absolute truth. And because each of us perceives what we believe and the composition of our individual belief system is unique to each of us, we don't see eye to eye even when we appear to agree. That's why the only real unity, the only true joining, is heart to heart. The eyes of our heart, the eyes of love, see beyond the obvious and mundane to the divine. Our heart perceives the divinity in all things. There is power in our perception of life that perpetuates either separation and judgment and anger and conflict, or it expands unity and love and goodness and kindness. The way of transformation tells us we must open to a new quality of awareness, a new way of being that penetrates what we believe we are seeing and reveals to us the perfect harmony of the kingdom, the presence of the love of God. What we give energy to in our mind, we already believe is true. And because our energy is creative, the content of our mind spills out into the world we see and appears to us as the living forms and expressions we experience. What we see around us is like a 3D movie. It's the three-dimensional projection of the thoughts we give our attention to in our mind. And even though we may wish it were so, in order to change what we see, we can't just take off a special pair of glasses. We need to change what's inside the projector, our thinking. Steve Jobs said, "Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary." To become what we truly want to become, to live as we're created to live, it's essential for us to follow our heart and live from the inside out. To listen to what our inner voice is saying to us through our intuition and emotions, and courageously follow that guidance, no matter what anybody else thinks about it. Whether up until now we haven't realized it, there has always been a holy voice that speaks to us in the quietness of our soul. And even when no one else is around, we are never alone. Every inspiration, good idea, every impulse that we've ever had to do or not do something has come from the divine self within us, guiding us to what we truly want to become. We've been communing all along. Intentionally listening for that guidance is the most important connection and vibrational communication we will ever have. Our divine guidance can tell us how to perceive this world, how to perceive life as it was created to be perceived, from that high vibration of love where the view is crystal clear. Only love can penetrate what we believe we are seeing and reveal to us the perfect harmony of the universe and the presence of the love of God that created it. Only love can give us the joy and peace and well-being and health and enthusiasm that makes our life worth living. And we can do that, no matter what anyone else is saying or doing, even if their saying and doing seems to be personal to us. In order for us to know if we have the courage to follow our heart and intuition, we must become aware of what our heart is feeling and what our intuition is telling us. We need to know what our heart knows and what our intuition is telling us it knows. That's why allowing our mind to unwind is essential. That's why relaxing into the present moments of our life, unhurried and unworried, is so valuable. So, as a follow-up question to last Sunday's talk, just want to ask, how are we doing with allowing time each day to simply slow the pace of our summer to-do list and just chill? Simply just chill. Just allow ourselves to be and think nothing. Are we taking time to consciously breathe deeply and slowly? Not only when we're sitting still and doing nothing, but when we are hurried and worried. I mean, since breathing is the most important thing that we do every moment, I mean, if we want to continue to live in these physical bodies, it's a really good idea for us to breathe in a way that will benefit us mentally and emotionally and physically. In this way, we be more able to connect with what we're feeling in the moment that we're feeling it. We notice whether or not we have a sense of well-being. We notice if our muscles are relaxed or tense. We notice if our heart is steady or racing. We notice if our stomach is calm or jumpy. And how we feel is an indicator of the direction our thoughts in that moment are taking us. And if it's not some place that we want to end up, then we're not going to feel good along the journey to it. As we talk about all the time, we attract to us what we give our attention to, because what we're focused on in our mind calls our attention to it. If we're thinking about it, we see it. We perceive what we already believe is there, whether we like what we see or not. If the thoughts we're focusing on, if the behaviors we're giving our attention to, if the conversations we're participating in, if the news that we're watching, if all of it or some of it is causing us to feel bad, then nothing good is going to come from it. How we're feeling lets us know, moment to moment, whether we are opening a door to something we want or we're opening a door to something we don't want. When we feel good, we can trust that we are in perfect synchronicity with our soul. And as we stay focused on feeling good, our perception of life begins to change. The most important relationship we will ever have is with our soul, our spirit, our inner being, our intuition. It guides us with good feelings and not so good feelings to let us know if we're headed where we want to go or not. Just because we're feeling a little disturbed doesn't mean there's something wrong with us. It is our intuition letting us know that the thoughts that we are focusing on are not going to send us in the direction we want to go. So often we look to someone else to tell us what we should do or what's right for us, when all along, the one that knows that is right there. The one that knows the answer is within us. Only the divine wisdom within us that is sourcing us with our very life knows what we truly want to become, because it is the source of our wanting to become it. It's the impulse of our movement forward. Our inner being, our spiritual being, our energetic being is the cause of our being in this physical body, in this physical world in the first place. We couldn't get here without the within, without our inner self. We couldn't be the outer of it if it weren't there. We are the outer physical expression of a non-physical divine self, every one of us. And it's time we own our divinity, because the way that we perceive ourselves and what we believe about ourselves is the way that we perceive others. Eckhart Tolle said, when you meet another human being, you meet the physical self. Then you meet the psychological self that's behind it, which is their mental conditioning, their patterns of behavior, and so on. And then there is a beautiful, deeper level to every human being that transcends all that. I can only sense that in another human being and relate to another human being on that deeper level if I have gone deep enough within myself. If we remain on the surface of life, judging the possibilities for life for ourselves and others, then that will be the depth of our perception of life. We won't get any further. We won't see any more than the obvious and the mundane. We can't go deep enough to transcend our judgments without a willingness to go beyond what we've come to believe is true. We need to quiet our mind in order to open to a new quality of awareness, a new way of being that penetrates what we believe that we're seeing and reveals to us the perfect harmony of life and the presence of the love of God. It's only in the vastness beyond our thoughts, in the silence of our soul, that we are able to hear the voice of love, telling us of a life wonderful and beautiful in its scope. And it is only as we go deep enough to hear it that we will be able to perceive it in the life around us. All right, that's a good one. Okay, well, this is the time of our service when we say thank you. We say thank you for your love, thank you for your support, thank you for continuing to be present and a part of LEC, no matter where you are. I know there's some of you out of state. I know there's some of you in Texas. I know there's some of you in Connecticut that continue to be present here. And we are so grateful for you. And we are so grateful for everyone who tunes in and everyone who shows up because this is why we're here. You're the reason and the inspiration for it. And thank you for your financial support, because that keeps us speaking the truth about who we all are. So if you'd like to donate and you're not here in the sanctuary, you can go to the Facebook page and hit the donate button. You can go to our website, lecflint.com, and click the contribute button. You can, if you're a member of PayPal, do it that way. Or you can send us a check to 2512 South Dye Road, Flint, 48532. And I did that without looking. Pretty good. Okay. So, and thank you.